This is the Bold and Inspired Leaders Podcast. I'm Kristen.
And I'm Amber. We're having conversations with people who make bold moves and lead inspired lives. Our hope is that these conversations spark something in us and in you.
Let's get started.
We recently went to Money 2020 and had the pleasure of seeing so many exciting tech breakthroughs and hearing the stories of truly innovative companies shaping the future of fintech. From AI-powered solutions to next-gen payment platforms, the conversations were inspiring. We even got to sit down and record mini podcast episodes with some of the brilliant minds behind the ideas. In this episode, we're bringing you a compilation of those conversations, real, unfiltered insights from founders, innovators, and sales leaders who are using technology not just to sell faster, but to sell smarter. Together, we'll explore how tech is reshaping the sales cycle, helping teams build trust, shorten timelines, and deliver value at every step.
In the performance marketing space, in the CPA affiliate space, more of it, it's still very human driven. So you have media buyers on one side and publishers, account managers, salespeople on the other side, and they have to talk and strike a deal and sign agreements and send tracking links back and forth to each other and postbacks and screenshots. And this creates a lot of disconnect and a lot of friction in getting business done. And there are reasons why it has not gone programmatic. And with our SaaS platform that we built in GoCart for the publisher side, we've kind of solved for that now. So now there's a uniform type of platform that all folks running rewarded marketing offer walls can use, which now unifies it to the advertisers so they can just log in and start buying from one platform with very uniform specifications, which allows us to kind of remove this friction. There are some platforms out there that may potentially do half or three quarters of what it is, but no one addressed it fully and completely from the business development perspective of understanding what do I need to run a deal, all types of deals over time. And so kind of from my perspective, I was able to say, well, I can map out what everybody's going to need. I could also map out what is kind of secret sauce for each of the people that are going to run it and say, we're going to build what everyone needs anyhow. Still leaves opportunity for companies to put their own special touch on it, but it also gives opportunity for companies to speed up the timeline of go-to-market, to minimize the staff needed on the sales side, on the operations side, on the account management side, and really become successful a lot faster.
We help our clients either on the billing and invoicing side, or we're a licensed third-party debt recovery firm as well. So once you kind of get into the weeds with non-payment, you know, you can assign accounts to us or portfolios, and we help you recover those funds. We are debuting a brand new product called Collectco AI, which is essentially taking 35 years of our accounts receivable management data, transcripts, dispute resolution, and we built a large language model that essentially is operating as a widget that will live on your internal computer, and it will learn what your internal SLAs are while utilizing our 35 years of debt recovery experience. So optimizing, reducing overhead cost in terms of you having to hire more agents for your accounts receivable management department. And so we're really excited.
What is your number one secret to closing deals in fintech?
Ooh, I love that. Honestly, be a human, be a good person. There are so many sales yahoos out right now that are just kind of like spray and pray, rinse and repeat. I feel like they've lost the genuine sales cycle and that relationship building. And so any of the biggest deals that you're going to go after, the foundation has to be trust and a real relationship. And so leaning into that, I really feel like is the catalyst for building and expanding in the direction you want to head with your prospect.
You said you build trust, but how do you build trust with those?
So for me personally, it's a long sales cycle, especially if you're talking about some of these whales of companies, you're talking to enterprise businesses. It's not a cold call, one and done, million ARR, and everyone's going out for drinks, right?
Yes.
So you really need to be strategic about that timeline. And sometimes it takes 3 months, 6 months, 9 months just to get your foot in the door. And on top of that is going back to strategy, make sure you know who your ICP is and the point of contact, and multi-thread as well, which is, again, another fancy term for make sure you have multiple contacts inside of your prospect company so that all your eggs aren't resting in one person's basket, right? Because if they leave, if they get transferred to another department, you're starting from scratch.
We know that influencers out there are part of the creator economy, and that creator economy is growing at a rapid rate. And all these Gen Z millennials want to be solo entrepreneurs. So we see this as a golden opportunity to help them by giving them an awesome like Ferrari tech stack and then giving them payment rails. No one has provided the true decentralization of social media and finance. I mean, think about it. Facebook, Instagram, they don't offer you a payment platform. I mean, Google offers you GPay, but they don't have even a social network anymore. So what is the social media credit card system among all the platforms?
Exactly.
There is something. So if I post and I make a post, shouldn't I get paid for that? I mean, I go to a restaurant, I order a free dessert, I share it with my friends, a 250,000 people see it, I should get the free dessert.
At very least. Right? At very least.
It makes complete sense.
It does.
So in our app, that's what we're seeing. That would be the ideal world of where we're going.
Okay.
We believe that every time you make a post, you should A, own it. Number two, you should be able to monetize it if you want to. And number three, you should be able to pass it on. Right now, if you make a post, and this is the shocker, you make a post, the social media platform owns it. I don't know if the social media platforms thought this in well in advance, but they sort of quickly realized, hey, you know what? We can totally take advantage of this, right? And no one was checking the privacy policies. No one cared. But it's time for us to raise our voices. It's time for us to revolt against the current system and say, wait, hold on. My content's my content. My face is my face.
Yes.
My voice is my voice.
You don't know me.
Yeah. That's important.
It is.
And especially in the rise of AI, because more fake content will come up there and people will not know who owns what.
What is the biggest shift you see like in the finance tech industry that excites you?
So I think in general, it's not just in the finance specifically. I think the whole landscape of the online space is changing, you know, AI, ChatGPTs, etc. I think there's a lot of movement. I think for the consumer perspective, it's a huge advancement. It's going to make a lot of companies work harder and try to bring more value to the user. It would unfortunately lose a lot of, you know, middlemen that do not provide value.
Yes.
So I think on the consumer perspective, it's big. And I think it provides a lot more transparency for what people are needing.
What we heard at Money 2020 was clear. Technology isn't replacing the human side of sales. It's empowering it. The best salespeople still lead with connection, empathy, and curiosity. But when those human strengths are supported by the right tech stack, whether CRM automation, AI analytics, or digital tools that streamline communication, the results multiply. At Inspired Vibe, that's exactly how we view technology, as an accelerator for human potential. We help businesses integrate tech that support their strategy, enhance their sales systems, and drive measurable growth. From prototypes and automated tools to full-scale digital platforms, we build solutions that let teams focus on what really matters: relationship building, creativity, and momentum. The future of sales isn't just digital, it's developmental. It's about aligning your brand, sales, and technology into one powerful growth engine. If you're ready to see how the right tech can amplify your sales strategy, scale your systems, and boost your bottom line, stay tuned and follow Inspired Vibe for more insights from the Money 2020 floor and beyond.
Thanks for joining us on another episode of the Bold and Inspired Leaders Podcast. Keep making bold moves and leading inspired lives. See you next time.